Okay, my compadres, my broheims, or whatever the word I'm looking for, welcome to this edition of the Contractor Fight Micro Fight episode number whatever the heck we're on. One of the biggest comments or questions that I get in our Contractor Fight Facebook group, which if you're not a member of that, head over to Facebook and hit your search bar, type in the Contractor Fight, and we'll let you in as long as you own your crap. But anyway, one of the biggest questions I get in that group, big topic of conversation with guys, I also get a lot of emails, Instagram messages and things like that, YouTube channel messages, comments, blah, 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 is when should I quit my job and start my own business? I know a lot of you work for other people and you, you know, you might be building, painting, you know, whatever that fixing, whatever you're doing for the person that you're working for and your side job and you're doing some things like that. And the question always comes up, and I get it. I actually get it a lot from spouses too. Like a guy's wife will text me and just go, or not text me, but email me and just go, you know, my husband's an electrician. He's worked for this company for blah, blah, blah. And he's always wanted to go out on his own and we're afraid and we're this and we're that. So I want to just give you off the top of my head, my answer to when you should start your own business and quit the job that you're in right now. And here's how it goes. When I first started my painting business and we grew really quickly, to over 300 jobs a year within 3 years, I originally started it while I was selling nails and tools to carpenters out on job sites. I worked for a company and I would drive around and cold call and prospect, builders and carpenters and guys like that. And, sold Pazlode nail guns, Hitachi nail guns and nails. I used to sell pallets of nails and all this other stuff like that. And my boss was great about it because he knew that I was starting a painting business on the side. And one of the mistakes that I made is I didn't do both longer. I wish I would have stayed in the job longer because he was totally supportive of it. He knew what I was doing. And I know not everyone's in that situation, but the point I'm making here, whether you're in a situation like I had or not, the takeaway for me was I had an opportunity to really bank, you know, a year or so of money that I was going to need to take care of my family and meet the overhead in the business and things like that had I played it out longer. Now, I know there's also a time where you just got to go, I'm going to cut the strings and go for it. And I'm a live unafraid, go for it guy. But one of the biggest struggles or problems I see in contractors that start their own business is y'all don't have enough money yet. And that's called capital. You don't have money in the bank to market your business. And very quickly, like, you know, you'll get a few jobs and you go, oh my gosh, my phone's ringing. I'm busy. I've got all these people and they, you know, my business is going to grow. And so you quit your job. And then when those three projects run out, you're fucking broke again. And it's ridiculous because I see it over and over and over and over. So should you cut the strings and go for it? Yes. With the condition that you understand your number one job is to sell and it's to market. And you are literally 10, 12, 15, 16, 18 hours a day grinding to fill the calendar and sell your work. You're not a carpenter anymore. You're a salesperson. You're a marketer. You're a business owner. So if you don't have that attitude, then stay working where you're working as long as you possibly can to bank a buttload of money so that you have the capital to invest and start marketing your business. And the other cool thing now is while you have your job and your, you know, side job and you're building your business on the side, every dime that comes in from your side business, you can invest into that business. You could get your website up and running. You can make sure your SEO is going and whatever else you're going to do for marketing and wrap the trucks and build the Facebook following and blah, blah, blah. Okay? Because you have the money to do it because your other job is paying your bills. So guys, if you're not, listen, cut the apron strings. If you got some money in the bank and you can survive and you and your spouse or significant other have worked it out, and you understand it's going to be a grind, then cut it and go for it. Okay. Cut those strings and go for it. But if you're in a situation where you're not truly convinced that you're going to be massively aggressive with growing your business, then stay in the job that you're in as long as you can until you have at least 6, 9 to 12 months of oxygen in the bank. Hopefully this helps you guide you a little bit into when you should quit your job and start your own business. Appreciate you guys. Make sure you head over to text the word TIPS, 719-299-3852. If you want to get our daily fight tips, join the daily fight. Otherwise, head over to the Facebook group like I mentioned earlier. And appreciate you guys. Have an awesome day. Travis, rock us out.